I'm the most extolled and damned writer, perhaps.
That's James Purdy with BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim. James Purdy is known for his sometimes brooding, darkly funny novels with bizarre, often grotesque characters, such novels as Malcolm, I Am Elijah Thrush, In a Shallow Grave, and his latest, On Glory's Course. Born in rural Ohio in 1923, Purdy knew at an early age he wanted to write.
I was always writing these little things which my mother found, and she's quite puzzled by them, because they seemed rather outlandish. They were really just descriptions of people, but they were written, perhaps like my books, with such a unconventional view, perhaps, vision. You're not supposed to write that way about people.
Purdy's first two books were privately printed. Dame Edith Sitwell was one of his early fans. He began work on his first novel while living in the home of a friend in Pennsylvania.
He said, you know, you shouldn't really work if you can write books that are make Edith Sitwell fall down the castle steps and Angus Wilson. If you can make those people practically kneel to you, you're totally unknown. I think you should just either starve to death, but while you're starving to death, you should write. You should never go to work again.
Malcolm and other early work met with stiff resistance from the publishers. Viking indignantly turned down Malcolm in 1959, a book Viking republished under the title Dream Palaces in 1980.
They really did not think I was a respectable writer, and I think that's correct. I'm not in the sense they think of as respectable.
James Purdy also turns out poetry and plays that have been performed off-Broadway. His new novel is a satirical look at small-town morality. It's called On Glory's Course, published by Viking. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
I never wrote a straight or a gay novel, and never will.
Writer James Purdy with BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim. Since his early books of the 1950s, James Purdy has built an almost cult-like following.
I still get lacerating reviews, usually from people no one has ever heard of. But it's really, if you don't mind being knocked down and hit with bricks, it's a form of compliment, because you know these books have reached them somewhere. Because the reviews are written with such rage.
Purdy's humor is often dark, his characters bizarre. One critical study says that Purdy's readers are quick to either accept or reject him as a gay writer. Purdy says he is neither and writes from what he says is a Christian vision.
When Jesus approached any human being, he didn't approach them from any category or pigeonhole, you know. He accepted the person totally. Every human being was sacred. Was to be taken seriously, was to be accepted in toto. And I think that's what the writer, you know, has to do. You have to accept your characters completely.
Purdy's work often focuses on black people convincingly, such as in 66 Dream Palace.
People thought I was black. And Langston Hughes, who liked the book, I found out after he died that he thought I was a black writer. And that was because I deal with black.
James Purdy has made economic sacrifices in order to write full time.
I never liked daily work. I found that very oppressive. I have washed dishes too in restaurants when I was hard up. But I would rather do that, I believe, than work in an office. I have worked in offices too. But I found those almost crippling. Psychologically.
James Purdy, Viking, has published his new novel, On Glory's Course, an often hilarious look at small-town morality. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
We judge other human beings, and that is always a mistake.
Writer James Purdy, with BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Purdy's latest novel, On Glory's Course, is set in a small moralistic town in rural Ohio, where the residents are quick to judge others, but not themselves. Purdy says moralism is not restricted to small towns.
People are that way in New York. There are a lot of taboos here. Anything goes. And then suddenly someone does some little thing that seems to me not worthy of notice, and they're condemned by this so-called emancipated culture.
Purdy says his work is semi-autobiographical. He, too, lived in a small Ohio town before heading to Chicago in his mid-teens.
I realize now, living with all one's relatives, because I had an enormous band of relatives, that really helps you be a writer, is listening to all these people talk. and partaking of their lives.
The author of Malcolm and In a Shallow Grave, Purdy has lived in New York City since 1960.
A friend of mine told me about a room in Brooklyn Heights, and I've been there ever since.
You're talking about a room?
It's a, well, some people call it an apartment. Mm-hmm. It's more like a room. It's a very nice room. It has a view. You see trees. It's fairly quiet. House is quiet. That's where I wrote nearly everything.
Over his lifetime, Purdy has turned out nearly 30 books, novels, poetry, plays.
I just start writing in the morning.
You get up and...
And start writing. Sometimes nothing much comes.
James Purdy, author of On Glory's Course, published by Viking. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.